Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were stronger in all three contracts today. Corn closed up just a quarter of a cent in December at about 7.39. Soybeans and wheat were both higher. Soybeans traded up 13 higher in the November soybeans. And Kansas City and Chicago wheat were up 1 to 3 cents. The wheat futures and the strength in the wheat futures has been really, really impressive here over the last 10 days or 10 trading days or so. On September 20th, they started rallying, and then we've had funds short covering. Funds bought about 5,000 to 6,000 contracts of wheat today, which added to the strength. Kansas City December traded up to 7.65, and that's about 75 cents off the low set just 10 trading days ago. So that's a really impressive rally there. We're getting back above the moving averages, so that will cause some additional short cover. And then new buying in those contracts. It looks like wheat planting is going fairly well at this point. Not any big surprises there. It doesn't look like we're going to be slowed down. There is some replanting going on in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. But right now, everything seems to be moving fairly nicely. Corn harvest yields keep coming in just a touch better than expected. Not great, but better than expected. So that's a little bit of the reason why we're trading near the lows there in the corn futures. And then soybean harvest is also going along quite nicely.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Then about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We did not have our typical Thursday morning export numbers this morning due to the USDA and government shutdown, but we did have some other information to share in terms of numbers. Tomorrow morning, Informa is going to release their October 1st crop estimates, and it looks like they're going to guess that the soybean crop is going to be about 3.224 million bushels. The USDA is at 3.149 billion bushels, and that includes harvested acres of 76 million, which is lower than the 76.4 USDA projection, but the yield is higher. The yield is 42.4 bushels per acre, where the USDA is at 41.2. If you look at the demand picture, Informa is going to increase their demand slightly over the USDA by about 12 million bushels. And that suggests, though, that carryout could be as high as 215 million, where the USDA is at 165. In terms of corn, corn estimates are going to be 13.889 billion bushels. The USDA is at 13.849, so Informa is just a touch bigger. Their harvested acre number is a million acres less, but their yield's bigger. Informa says 157.6, where the USDA is at 155.3. So overall, it looks like we're going to have bigger yields, and that harvest so far has shown us that, but we still have a lot of harvest to go.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were up 12 cents at 127.42. October feeders down 47 at 164.10. And October lean hogs were up 35 cents at 91.30. In our grains, Kansas City December wheat up a penny at 7.55 and a half. Chicago December corn gained 0.25 cents at 4.39 and 1/4. And November soybeans finished up 14 and a half cents yesterday at 12.88 and 1/4. And October cotton was up 57 points at 85.79. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.